This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show before we check out of here until tomorrow. Anyway, here's what we got. We're going to talk a little bit about this Ukraine, Russia, China, foreign affairs stuff. Apparently, young workers are just going on vacation without telling the boss. We'll deal with some economic matters. Jasmine Crockett speaking again in Congress, and that's not great. All that, and you're not going to believe what's happening to Trump's attorney, another one of Trump's attorneys, and so much more coming up this hour. Hopefully, if I can get to all that on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm going to try to get to some emails too, but I want to talk about kind of how I finished last hour. We were talking about what's happening right now in Ukraine. You see, Zelensky and all these guys in Ukraine, they're trying to get everything ramped up, understandably. So what do they want? Well, we've been helping, but limited helping. No, we've been helping a lot, don't get me wrong, but what does Ukraine want? Ukraine wants the entire arsenal of the West so they can use it to attack Russia. Now, maybe that's music to your ears, because who likes Russia? I certainly don't. However, I just want to remind everyone, because right now there's a big controversy in D.C. about how we don't want to give them, we can't give them American missiles and have American missiles being fired into Russia and things like that. I just want to remind everybody that Russia and China and Iran, they are linking up, and they are linking up against us. And we continue to poke the bear over and over and over and over again. We are inviting pain on our soil. And those nations I just described, all three of them, have the ability to visit pain onto our soil if, God forbid, something terrible happens. But even if something awful doesn't happen, World War III type stuff, if you continue to not fight the proxy war as if it's a proxy war, you ramp up and you ramp up and you ramp up, and Ukraine's the most important thing in the world, and we have to stop Russia, and Putin's a dictator, and you might find yourself having gotten us into World War III. And I know this because the last two world wars that kicked off were kicked off due to a whole lot of screw-ups by various politicians. We've way oversimplified what kicked off those things. There were a lot of idiots involved getting us into those things. I am getting more and more worried as time goes on that these morons are going to walk us right into something that we will all hate. That it will be absolutely awful. The fact that the American Treasury Secretary is speaking like this, like she's the defense secretary. What in the world?
We've also stood together in providing military, economic, and humanitarian support for Ukraine. And this is critical to Ukraine sustaining its resistance on the front lines and the home front. Let me be clear. It is also critical for the security of the American and European people. If we stand by as dictators violate territorial integrity and flout the international rules based.
I'm going to cut her off. This whole thing has me worried. Whatever. Let's move on and talk about other things like diversity.
It's imperative in my judgment that we continue to build a department that fully reflects our diversity. It is our strength around the world. And we've been working to do that. As you know, very early in my tenure, I appointed the first chief diversity inclusion officer.
Diversity is our strength. Diversity is our strength around the world. Just remember that that's not only not true, the opposite is true. Diversity is our weakness. It is. It really legitimately is. We've focused for so long on being diverse that we've destroyed, absolutely destroyed our merit, our accomplishments, because we've pretended as if diversity itself is an accomplishment. Diversity doesn't matter at all. It's never been important, and it's most definitely not our strength. You want evidence of this? Jasmine Crockett, she's this congresswoman out of Texas. She decided she was going to push back against all this diversity hire nonsense today. Listen to this person.
I don't know if you're familiar, but have you ever heard of Project 2025?
I've read about that, Congresswoman.
Okay. And there are some things indicated in Project 2025 that are quite concerning to me. One of those topics is diversity in the workplace. The agenda includes making sure that the next conservative administration dismantles DEI apparatus by eliminating various chief diversity officer positions, et cetera. It was hitting me a little differently as a Black woman sitting here, because it almost seemed as if you either get diversity or you get qualifications. It did not seem as if my colleague understood that someone can be diverse and qualified.
You can have diversity or you can have qualifications. You cannot have both. You cannot force diversity into anything and get the exact quality you had before. If you force diversity into anything, you will gut it. You will lower, if not completely destroy, the quality of it. And it's a very, very simple concept. The second you take what is important and set it aside and you focus on what is not important, like the color of your skin, then you will make things worse. Again, if I'm starting a burger restaurant, Jesse's Burgers, and who am I hiring at Jesse's Burgers to be my cook, to wait the tables, to manage the restaurant? Who am I hiring? The best. You will come in, you will be polite, you will be well-mannered, you will show up on time, you will treat customers well, you will focus on cleanliness and quality and having a great work environment. And if you can do those things, you will stay, you will get paid, we will be together for a long time, we're going to sell a bunch of burgers, and we're going to have a blast. I don't care what color you are. I don't care. And if Chris starts his burger restaurant across the street, and Chris says, no, it's Jesse's Burgers aren't diverse enough. We're going to have a white guy and then a Black guy, and we need an Asian woman, and I'm only going to hire an Indian. Where are the Indians? Where are my Indians at? We're going to hire this. My restaurant will be better in every way than his restaurant will be better, because he focused on what didn't matter. I focused on what matters. I know in the United States of America today, everyone has their handout and everyone loves their handout. That's really what it comes down to. People love their handouts. you get special treatment here, special treatment there. Look, Jasmine Crockett loves this DEI stuff because Jasmine Crockett has the mental capacity of a fish. And so without diversity, equity, and inclusion, Jasmine Crockett would be where she's supposed to be, and that's flipping burgers somewhere. Instead, because we have diversity, equity, and inclusion, she was able to get into, of course, historically black colleges. A garbage one, but she got into a historically black college. She didn't even finish that well in her class. Her law school was a world-class embarrassment. Jasmine Crockett sits in the United States Congress because of the color of her skin and only the color of her skin, and she doesn't like that. It makes her uncomfortable. She got there because of the color of her skin, and now she wants to convince you, me, and the rest of the planet that it's somehow something she did that accomplished it. But she didn't accomplish a thing except for being born black, and that isn't worth anything. Just like me being born white, it's worth nothing. I did nothing to earn it. The color of my skin is not worth a thing. It's not impressive either. This is why I find it ridiculous when people talk about race and they talk about how proud they are of this. I'm proud to be white. I'm proud to be black. Why? You didn't do anything to earn it. What are you proud about? I'm proud about things I earned in life. Things I did. Things I earned. Why would I be proud of my skin color? What a stupid thing to say. I'm a proud black man. Why? Did you do something for that? Besides being born? People love their handouts. And people like Jasmine Crockett and all these DEI hires across the country, all of them, they love the handouts. They love them. And once they get the handouts, once they get their position because of things they didn't earn, then what they want is for you to turn around and tell them that they earned it. But you didn't. You didn't. Everyone knows why you got there. Everyone knows why you got there. All right? All right, let's move on and talk about something else. Let's make fun of James Comey, and we'll get to some emails and other things in just a moment. Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So just before I get to the people quitting, not quitting, going on vacation without telling the boss and doing some economic matters and James Comey and other things, Bill Maurer, I don't know how to say his stupid name. The right loves to love Bill Maurer because once every 10 years he'll say something sensible, and because we have the worst, absolute worst abused spouse syndrome that we love that. We love when some deranged commie says one sensible thing because we want to like to imagine that we're all the same. Anyway, so every now and then he'll go out there and do some media things, and he sat down with Megyn Kelly. Now, Megyn Kelly and Ted Cruz are two people who have this in common. You may not like either of them, and that's fine. I don't give a crap. But they're always going to be more prepared than you, than me. Always. And when you're someone like Maurer, and you live in the world of make-believe, remember, these people, the average communist, the liberal Aunt Peggy in your life, she lives in a world entirely of make-believe. She is, when I say she's insane, you know, it's a saying as old as time on the right, different versions of, hey, these people are insane, they're insane. No, no. American Democrats really are insane today because they believe things that are not real. If a man jumps off of a building because he thinks he can fly, you would say that man is insane. Why'd you say he was insane? Because he believed in something that wasn't real. American Democrats believe things like
Project this. Project 2025 is a far-right manifesto. It is a 1,000-page bucket list of extremist policies that would uproot every government agency and disrupt the lives of every person who calls this country home. The Department of Education would be eliminated, cutting students off from civil rights protections and ending essential Title I funding for K through 12 schools. The Department of Justice would go on a murdering spree. It would rush to use the death penalty and expand its use to...
Yeah, she goes on. Your liberal Aunt Peggy believes the Department of Justice would go on a murdering spree. Your liberal Aunt Peggy believes, she really genuinely does, that Trump is a Nazi.
Unified Reich? That's Hitler's language. That's not America's. He cares about holding on to power. I care about you.
Donald Trump is acting like a Nazi, talking like a Nazi, and now posting like a Nazi. And by the way, out there, that hat that you keep wearing, that red hat that says Make America Great Again, that tells people that you go along with this. So you might as well just put a swastika on the hat.
Your liberal Aunt Peggy believes it. She's insane. She lives in a world that is not real. Well, when someone like Mara steps out of that world and steps into the world that is real, he goes from sounding like a super smart guy on his show because he's the host to sounding like a complete moron. How does that happen when he's not a moron, IQ-wise? How does it happen? Well, he briefly steps out of his world of make-believe and he gets confronted with reality. And how does it sound? Well, again, Megyn Kelly's always going to be more prepared than you. That's who she is. That's how she is. This is how it sounds when they step out of their world that is not real.
And then spent the next 4 years saying he was illegitimate. He was an illegitimate president.
She didn't say he was an illegitimate.
Yes, she did.
You tell me exactly what she said.
She said those exact words repeatedly.
I believe he knows he's an illegitimate president.
Okay.
How could he get caught with his pants down like that? This is obviously an accomplished individual if you consider having a TV career accomplished. I don't know. Certainly well off. Not an idiot. Certainly not an IQ-wise. Certainly not an idiot. How could he not know that Hillary Clinton spent all 4 years of Trump's presidency calling him illegitimate? The Russian president, Russian collusion, Putin's puppet. These are all things that they've said. How could he not know? Well, again, just like your liberal Aunt Peggy, if you go to America's government education schools, public schools, you then go to an American university. When you want to know what's going on in the news, you pick up the New York Times, you watch CNN, you watch NBC, you watch ABC News at night. You go to the movies. You just exist in normal society today. Because our society is built entirely on lies today, if you don't seek out information outside of normal circles, outside of traditional places, outside of the local paper, outside of ABC News, if you are not seeking out information from different sources, you are insane. You are. You believe things and you believe them all the way, and they're simply not real. And this is why I'm so hard on the low T GOP for how accommodating they are to people who are in that world. If you're the naked man standing on the skyscraper about to jump because he believes he can fly, how do I help him or help me by being even slightly accommodating to that delusion? Well, I mean, I guess you're right. You probably can fly, Bob, but maybe you can't fly quite so far. Maybe there's a problem with your wings today. No. I want to be a good guy. I don't want to be mean to you, Bob. You can fly. I'm nice. Look how nice I am. Very principled. I'm nice. Yeah, Bob, you can fly. What, Bob? Whoa, you jumped. Whoa, Bob. You don't help liberal Aunt Peggy out even a little bit, stepping out of the real world and into her world of make-believe. She must come out of her world into the world that is real, or you got to leave her behind. What you can't do is step into that world with her. All right? All right, we'll make fun of James Comey, do some emails, talk some finance things. We still have a lot to get to. Let's also talk about your bedding, your towels. You know what? Forget that for a second. Let's talk about what you wear around the house. No, I don't want to know what you wear around the house. I'm talking about on your feet. What do you wear on your feet around the house? I'll be honest with you. If you'd popped into Casa de Kelly this morning around 10 a.m., you would have seen me in the kitchen sipping a cup of coffee, nothing but my boxer shorts and my MyPillow sandals on my feet. And then you would have seen my sons in the room. Dad, can you go put something on? And then you would have heard me say, well, it's my house. I'll wear whatever I want. You can grow up and get your own house if you want to wear whatever you want. Anyway, the MyPillow sandals were wonderful. I do wear them everywhere around the house now. I used to notice that my knees or my back would kind of bug me at the end of the day if I was spending the day walking around the house doing stuff around the house. Now that never happens. You know, MyPillow sandals are only $25 right now. MyPillow is having a big $25 extravaganza sale. These things are amazing. You can wear them in just your boxers or fully clothed. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse or call 800-845-0544.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, gearing myself up mentally and emotionally for the physical, the over 40 physical that I'll be experiencing. I think it's probably the best way I could put that. I'll be experiencing it tomorrow. So if I come in and I'm talking like this tomorrow, you'll understand exactly what happened. I've already told Jewish producer Chris. I've already told Michael that we're going to need some extra assistance of some kind tomorrow. We may need phone calls tomorrow. We may take, you know what? Hold on. Chris, you know how mean the people are who listen to this show, even though I'm nice. It's going to be a mistake if we take phone calls the day I have this physical, isn't it? Dang it. I wish you guys were nicer, like I am. What? I wish you guys were super nice. Did you hear James Comey talking about Trump?
Think about a second Trump administration. What do you think the implications would be for the FBI?
Oh, serious, for the Justice Department and the FBI, because Trump is coming for those institutions. He knows their power, and I think he has regrets that he didn't work hard enough to corrupt them last time. So he's coming for them, and that's a danger for all Americans. He's going to put people in positions in those organizations. He didn't have all-stars the last time. He'll have the bottom of the barrel this time, but people who will want to do his will, and that should worry every American.
And I know what you're saying right now. You hear people say things like that, and you think, well, that's exactly what they're doing to Trump. What's he talking about? He's on all kinds of shows talking like this.
What are the principal points of danger within the Justice Department if there's another Trump presidency, given his nature, given what you know about him?
He is a threat to the rule of law in America. That's, to me, that's what this election is about. Not about policy differences. It's about what kind of country are we going to be. If he has the ability, smarter than he was last time, to use the power of the Department of Justice and the FBI to target his enemies especially, the rule of law in America will change in a way we haven't seen in our lifetime.
Yeah. The truth is that people like Comey and others, they have worked very, very hard for a very long time to ensure that the institutions of this country have become enforcement arms of his belief system. And now that he has those things, they are going to protect those things tooth and nail. I think a lot about the reaction to very basic things Trump did last time, like firing Comey. That's a very basic thing. Presidents have fired FBI directors plenty of times. The reaction in the media was so over the top last time, and I'm just kind of fast-forwarding this in my head and picturing what it's going to be like the next time. My word. All right. So I'm not going to spend a long time on it, but there's a CNBC out. The headline is this: millennials are quiet vacationing rather than asking their boss for paid time off. There's a giant workaround culture. My only problem with this, they go on to say that, you know, younger professionals are sending messages that are scheduled to send, so it looks like they're working. They're finding ways to take time off instead of working. And my problem with this is not the article itself. It's not even the concept of that. My problem with this is people act like this is somehow a new thing. Do you millennials believe that you're the first generation to pretend like you're working when you're not actually working? Do you think that you invented that? That's like the whole history of working. That's the whole history of work. That's what everyone does. I don't think Chris and Michael have ever worked. I think they're both playing video games right now. I can't see what they're looking at in there. I don't know. It's certainly not important. Whatever. You didn't invent the wheel. Young people today, they're finding ways to avoid being at work while pretending they're working. No. Knock me over with a feather. I had no idea. Gosh. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, you mentioned the scientific consensus on climate change. Did you know the only scientists studying climate change are the ones given grants to do so by governments and NGOs? Yeah, we've talked about this before on the show. All the scientists pushing all this crap on you all the time, they're paid. And they're paid, and they know exactly why they're paid. When the EPA, Jennifer Granholm runs the EPA in this country. She's one of these deranged climate commies and has been for a long time. When Jennifer Granholm and the EPA steal your taxpayer money and they go looking to hand out grants to different places, and let's say they go to your scientific institute and you're their Dr. Nerd, you're sitting in there, and they show up at your door, hey, Dr. Nerd, we're a big fan of your scientific institute, huge fan, and you know what we'd love to do? We'd like to get you $50 million for your institute. This is going to cover salaries, those swanky trips you guys take down to the tropics, a brand new building. We are going to fully fund your scientific institute, all right? But hey, here's what we need. This is what our $50 million is for. We need you to do a study, Dr. Nerd, figuring out whether or not man-made climate change is real. So if you wouldn't mind, take this $50 million and do that study. And hey, whatever you come up with, we're fine with. But just let us know how that works out. Now, do you believe Dr. Nerd? Do you think he's going to do an impartial study to figure out if man-made climate change is real? Or does he understand full well that the $50 million comes with strings attached to it, and that whatever study he does, it had better turn out one way in the end? Of course, that's how it works. And we've institutionalized this across the country. Again, you could write an entire book on it. No, I'm not going to. Don't ask me to. I'm not going to. But you could write an entire book on, just based around this concept, how much the taxpayer is forced to fund his own destruction in this country. It's not just that we have these evil forces all around us that are attacking every good thing about the country, attacking truth, attacking the family, attacking the border, attacking this, attacking science, attacking medicine. It's not just that we have all these forces doing that. It's that we pay for it. You and me. We pay for our own destruction. It's not as if we have outsiders battering down the walls. The people who run the country take our money and they use it to abuse us. It's a crazy system. Hey, Jesse, I got baptized last Sunday at God's Country Cowboy Church in Loveland, Colorado. I am 54 years old. I got baptized outside because it was a nice day in a horse trough. Since then, I've felt very different. I had a chance to say my testimony. I was brought to this country by my father in 1970, where I was first baptized, and by the time I was 3 years old, I became a legally naturalized U.S. citizen. When I announced this to the crowd in the service, they went nuts because I announced my feelings on illegal immigration. I listen to you every day while driving my truck and while writing you on my Pure Talk phone. Let the bar eat! His name is Marcus. Marcus, congratulations to you, sir. That is as good as it gets. Hey, Jay Steele, I know you've talked about the round toilet seat in the past. As I'm writing this email, I'm struggling to use a round toilet seat. Might just be a good to remind the nation the round toilet seat was created by the devil himself. Look, I want to get to these economic things before I get to headlines I didn't get to, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. I will just simply say a couple of things. Ladies, because of our physical differences, you will never understand. But whenever I'm house shopping, we're always moving around, doing different things. It's one of the first things I look at. And my wife thinks it's ridiculous. Are the toilets round or are they oval? There's no reason to ever have a round toilet in your house, ever. It doesn't work for dudes in the same way. It doesn't work for dudes. And no, it's not a cheap fix, Chris. You got to get a whole new toilet, and that's expensive. And then you got to unbolt the freaking thing. And it's just, it's an absolute nightmare. Have you ever installed a toilet, Chris? You have? Oh, I should have known. Oh, he has like five times. I wish I'd known that before I asked that question on the air. All right. In hindsight, that was a mistake. All right. We have headlines I didn't get to in just a moment. Here, let me preview the little finance talk we're going to have. Waller, he's with the Fed, the Federal Reserve, says rate cuts will have to wait until, and I quote, several more months of good inflation data. We are not even close to ending the financial pain. What have you done to get ready? If we're answering what I think we're answering, what have you done to get ready? Have you gotten any gold or silver from Oxford Gold Group? Listen, these aren't gold bars. You don't need a bank vault. It's just coins. This is just for normal people to prepare. Have you gotten it in your IRA? Your 401k? They'll make it a portion of that too so you don't lose it all. Make a phone call to Oxford Gold Group and find out what they can do for you, what they will do for you. 833-995-GOLD, okay? We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. You can email the show, and you should, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We have a couple different financial things I want to do here real quick before we get to headlines I didn't get to. So, again, the coldness of the people who are destroying us floors me. And I saw this during COVID. It was so evident to me during COVID. That's when it really, really hit me. That was one of my big awakenings in life. I watched media people. They would sit there doing media jobs, media hits from their homes in their pajamas, and they were still earning their paycheck. And they would scold the rest of the country why they shouldn't go to work. People have to go to work to earn a living. And yet the people who were still earning a living were telling everybody who couldn't earn a living anymore how stupid they were that they wouldn't just stay home. It blew me away. And I feel the same thing about watching what's happening right now with inflation. Inflation is the story in the United States of America right now. McDonald's franchises demand help with $5 value meal. Quote, simply not enough profit to discount 30%. People are so broke, they can't afford to eat at McDonald's. So McDonald's, trying to stay afloat, has gone to $5 value meals, which sounds like a lot until you consider that's essentially above their costs. Food supply problems are so bad. The American citizen is being completely and utterly destroyed. And when you go to the financial institutions and the media people, they're talking about the vibe,
the psyche of the American consumer, right? Lots of things that were not considered luxuries before now are, because things have gotten expensive. However, we have more purchasing power today than we did in 2019. What's going on with the American consumer psyche?
Like the vibes. There's never been a bigger difference between the vibes and the actual numbers than we're facing right now. And I don't think we totally understand that.
I'm going to let him keep going. You should know that this guy's name is Austin Goolsbee, and he's not just some random idiot. He is the Chicago Fed CEO, the Federal Reserve of Chicago. He's the big cheese of it. And he doesn't understand what your problem is. The economy's fine.
Maybe it's rooted in a little bit. If you ask people, how's your personal situation? And they say, pretty good. How's the national economy? They don't like it at all. I think a lot of it comes from inflation being very unpopular. And there is a bit of a lag behind conditions. But like I say, it's kind of got these cross currents going. There's some things that are very strong in the economy. There's some things that are very aggravating in the economy. And that melts into a little bit of this vibe situation where people are more upset than you would think they would be when the unemployment rate is low and the economy is growing.
The unemployment rate is low because you keep hiring a bunch of illegals. And it's not vibes. People can't afford food. Headline, more Americans are tapping retirement funds early to make ends meet. Goes on to talk about a 59-year-old woman. She's draining her retirement funds to stay afloat. They're on camera saying things like this.
And now a new report from the Fed shows people are still struggling to cover day-to-day expenses, even as inflation has slowed. Here to discuss, an old friend of mine, Austin Goolsbee, president and CEO of the Federal Reserve.
I'm not even going to play it. I can't stand it anymore, how cold it is. I don't care how many newspapers you read or whatnot. Do you not know any normal people? Do these people not know any normal people? People are suffering out there. Americans are suffering. And the people who run the country, they continue to tell us how great we have it. It irks me. Freaking irks me. Whatever. I'm going to let it go. You know what I need? I'll tell you what I need. I need to go home and I need to work out. And you know what I'm going to do before I work out? I'm going to take a little bit of Chad mode. You know what Chad mode is? So Chalk, you know all about Chalk, the natural herbal supplements at Chalk. Chad mode is their pre-workout. You've seen these pre-workout powders. People pour them in water, whatever. You drink it. It's got a little boost in it. Well, all the pre-workout stuff out there is full of crap, things that are terrible for you. Chalk didn't like that. So they spent 2 years developing this. It's all natural caffeines and things like that. Best pre-workout ever, Chad mode. When you pick up your male vitality stack or female vitality stack, throw some Chad mode in there. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a special discount. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. Get yourself some Chad mode. Get a stack going in your life and enjoy yourself. Let's do some headlines, shall we?
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
The U.S. just took its biggest step yet to end coal mining. just a reminder that this is, again, being done to us by the people who live in our country, and that we need coal. We are both transitioning to electric vehicles while also eliminating our ability to create electricity. How do you think that ends? DX obtains records of transgender clinic advising DISD teachers on youth transitioning. That would be Dallas Independent School District in the, quote, red state of Texas. Red states had better start getting a lot more firm with the blue cities within their borders. Start protecting your citizens. Biden administration threatens to sue Oklahoma over law criminalizing illegal immigration. Isn't it odd how committed the people are in this country to making sure illegals are able to come here and stay here? Trump says he will never advocate imposing restrictions on birth control or other contraceptives. He apparently went to True Social and said, "I have never and will never advocate imposing restrictions on birth control and other contraceptives." He is very, 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 very worried about this abortion issue. He's playing a lot of defense on the issue. We'll see how that works. Biden administration has paid the Taliban nearly $11 million since the withdrawal disaster. Not only did we leave and watch those savages kill our people, we now pay them for the privilege. AP admits non-citizens vote in elections while insisting it's no big deal. That's from the Federalist. Well, of course, non-citizens voting in elections has always been the final goal. As the old saying goes, it's not mine. If Democrats thought illegals were voting Republican, you'd be able to see the wall from outer space. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'll be back tomorrow having been violated. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.